I'm going to read that as Psalm 133, verses 1 to 3. And it says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes." And so he's using this as a description of Aaron, who was the high priest. And so the anointing coming down. So when we're in unity, when we dwell in unity, then the anointing is flowing down. Verse 3, "It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. He's commanded the blessing, life forevermore. All right. Are we ready? Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Hallelujah. We're going to raise a hallelujah this morning, too. All right, stand with me. Father, we thank you for this day and the love that you have for us. We thank you for this time that we can be together. And Lord, we thank you that as we're united together, we thank you for your desire to pour your spirit out, to let your anointing flow. And Father, as symbolic as it is in the scripture we read, it's flowing from Aaron's head, the high priest, all the way down. And Father, I thank you that each and every one of us gets to be impacted by the anointing in our lives, the anointing that flows in this place. And Father, I thank you that your word declares that when your anointing flows, then we are set free. And we thank you for that freedom. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the privilege of being overcomers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Middle of we've sang this song the last few Sundays, and so when I was looking through and trying to think on a list, I wasn't quite sure we could do it again because we've done it, but I just, this last few months, this song has gone through so many different cycles for me. When we first introduced it, I hated this song. I was almost angry at the words. It talks about how he's been with us all of our days. We were held in his hands, and some of us, we didn't start off feeling very held. And so I was singing the words because I was up here, but I was like, I was failed. I wasn't in your hands. I was in a lot of hands, but they weren't your hands. And I loved the song, but I could not make it a song from my heart. Kept praying, and I was like, Lord, I can't push it away from me, but I can't make it be for me. And I got to the bridge, and it was like he kept telling me, you know, everyone has a choice, and he's a good God, and he's an honest God, and so he can't take away the choices that people make. But it doesn't mean that I was not in his hands. It doesn't mean that I was ever actually alone. He was with me every single day. I was always in his hands. He was always with me. His mercy never failed me, because where I am now doesn't look anything like where I should be. I shouldn't be here. And it talks about his goodness is running after me, and I think your goodness is running. So if you're running after me, then that means I have to be running away from you. You're running after me. So even in my humanity, when my failure is causing me to run away, he's so good that he says, well, I'll run with you. I'll run after you. I'll find you, and I'll chase you, and I'll chase you, and I'll chase you, and there will never be a time that I'm not with you. And there's this part that says, with my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. It's that surrender part. He doesn't need anything from me. I need him. He wants me. But I had to surrender. I had to say, okay, I'll stop running. I had to believe that in that moment, in the surrender, in the stopping, in the not trying to understand why or where or how or the reasoning, when I stopped trying to understand, because we can't understand the world, it's not good. He is good. The world's not good. So when I stopped trying to understand why the world was bad and why God lets bad things happen, I realized that God never let anything bad happen. He lets us have choice, and he swoops in and he keeps me in the palm of his hand. And in the darkest nights, when it feels like it's all falling apart, I remember that he's right there, and he's chased me through my whole life. And in this moment of my life, in this season of my life, I'm surrendered. I still don't understand anything, ever. If I start understanding, then pray for me, because I'm doing it wrong. But I still don't understand. But I do know that I just stop, and I don't control it, and I don't understand it. And I say, Lord, here I am. I surrender. And now I love this song, because it is a constant reminder that no matter where I've been in this life, he's never, ever, ever, ever not been with me. So I encourage you, if you're in a moment where maybe this song doesn't really register with you, maybe you sing the words because it's pretty and we put them up there and that's just what we do on Sundays. But maybe take a breath and close your eyes and understand that he's running. God of the universe, the creator of everything, who does not need you for anything, wants to run after you. And all you got to do is surrender. That's it. You don't have to. You just have to be still and let him. So we're going to sing this song. And I just take a minute and close your eyes and get really still and push out your week or your weekend or your stress or your worry. It'll still be there. But push it out. And in this moment, just take a breath. And maybe you can't find him in all the places of your life. So go to the place that you knew he was at and you felt him, and stay there for a minute and sing to him and let him know that he's a good God. and you know that he's never left you.
Thank you. Will you?
Father's Day. Tell him why he's such a good, good father to you. He is faithful. He's good. He is kind. He's patient. He is sweet. He is merciful. He is curious about you. He wants a relationship with you. I feel like there's some people here that are just, you're holding on to something. You've been holding on to it for so long. It's your comfort. And I just feel like God's saying, this is your moment. This, you've been waiting for a moment to let go. This is your moment. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're holding. But I just see us holding something so tight. It's become our focus. It's become the thing that we can focus on that keeps us from looking where we need to be looking. And you've been waiting for a moment to let go. And God says, this is your moment. There's not going to be fireworks. It's not going to be some big, magical, amazing thing. This right here, this is your moment. So if you really, really want to let go of that thing that you've been holding so tightly, the thing that you think you're holding, but really it's holding you. God's saying, right now, this is your moment. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's pain. Maybe it's control. I don't know. But the Spirit is here. And if you're sitting in your chair and you don't feel every hair on your body standing up, then I encourage you to stand up and get in this, because it's here, it's all around. But you're gonna have to let go of that thing you're holding on to. I don't know how to do it spiritually, but I think maybe if you start off physically, maybe if you stop holding here and you start holding here, I don't know, maybe something will happen. But I know that God showed up. Did you? So give it up right now. If you know what it is, tell Him what it is. Lord, I give you my fear. I give you this fear that I think I've been holding, but really it's been holding me, God, and I don't even know how to be without my fear. So God, here's my fear. Oh, Jesus. Maybe it's doubt. God, I don't know what tomorrow's gonna look like, and so I keep holding on to this doubt that what if you don't really show up, because I don't feel like you showed up yesterday. You did show up yesterday, but I don't think you showed up yesterday. So I've been holding on to this doubt so tight, and God says, just, I want it. I got something better for you to hold on to. Just let go. Get out of your head. Get out of your control. He is here right now. The Spirit of God is in this place. It's everywhere. He's all around you. Beside you, in front of you, behind you, inside you. He's everywhere right now. If you don't feel it, it's only because you don't want to. So get up and hold on to something different right now. Make that choice right now. Look and hold on to something different.
Let your anointing flow in this place. Break every yoke of bondage, Father.
Not enough.
Yes.
Unless you come, Lord, you meet us here today. 'Cause all I want is all you are. Oh, you meet us here today.
Thank you.
just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all you deserve, though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's a word that will bless your hearts. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all
Let's continue to wait upon the Lord. Let Him work in our hearts and in our minds. Father, we ask You to break every yoke of bondage in our lives. Break the things that are holding us back from You. Break them out of our lives, Lord. Break them out of our thoughts. Let us have Your thoughts, Father. Let us see like You see. Let us think like You think, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, thank You for freeing us from our comfort zones. Thank You for freeing us from living life according to only our perspective, only from what we can see. Father, thank You for freeing us from that. Thank You that You're giving us eyes of heaven, that we see like You see. Thank You for giving us words and thoughts of heaven, that we speak what You say. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, we thank You for that in Jesus' name. We thank You for the peace in the midst of chaos, Father. We thank You for light in the midst of darkness, Father. And Lord, we declare Your peace. We declare Your light over this city, over this state, over this county, Father, over the United States. Father, we declare Your goodness, and we declare that Your goodness and Your mercy, that they're running after us. And Father, we stop and we surrender to You, and we say, here, Lord, here we are. We're ready for Your goodness. We're ready for more of Your mercy, Father. We receive it in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we thank You. And Father, I thank You that You're not just doing it in this place, but You're doing it everywhere. We're being seized by Your Holy Spirit, Father. We're being captivated by Your Holy Spirit and the love that He has for us. Oh, we bless You, Father. Father, we thank You for the healing that's taking place in this room and in the lives of Your people, Father. We thank You that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. And Lord, we thank You that there's healing happening in our bodies. There's healing happening in our minds. there's healing happening in our marriages, Father. There's healing happening with our children, Father. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for the clarity that you're giving to your people. We thank you for the power that you're giving them to walk in the things that you've called us to, Father. Lord, I thank you that you have good works for us to walk in. You've prepared these for us in advance, but Father, I thank you that today's the day that we begin to walk in them even more. Today's the day that your light shines in the darkness through us. Today's the day, Father. We thank you for it. And Father, we ask you to continue to have your way in our hearts and in our minds. Thank you for the anointing that flows. And Father, as it opened up and it's symbolic of resting on Aaron on the top of his head and flowing all the way down, Father, I thank you that your yoke breaks every yoke of bondage. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for your desire for us to be a people who are free. And Father, when we're free, then that means you're free to be who you are in our lives, at our homes, at our places of business, wherever we go, Father. You're there to set people free. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.